it's just one of those things, you know, we got to come in, we got to watch the film, we got to see exactly what mistakes we made, we got to get them corrected, and we got to, you know, learn from them, but have a short memory, come next week and start prepping for UTEP, just keep this thing going.
BJ, you've been here a long time. How would you rate the intensity of the atmosphere compared to other games you've had here?
In intensity, it was up there. You know, top two for sure.
Yeah.
The crowd was into it, and you know, they did a wonderful job of staying in it with us and fighting with us. So I'm extremely proud of our fan base tonight.
Would you say that's the loudest you've ever heard the stadium?
Do what?
Would you say that's the loudest you've ever heard the stadium?
Like I said, it's top two.
Yeah. What was the first one?
When we scored against Texas A&M in the fourth overtime.
Yeah, everybody was glad to go home.
Yeah, everybody erupted that time. So.
Well, BJ, I know it's a frustrating loss, but I feel there was some positive that came out of this game tonight. So I guess kind of you guys played up against a bigger defensive line you've seen all year, maybe for the rest of the year. How did you guys assess your play tonight?
You know, we didn't run the ball very well. You know, I don't even think we had 100 yards rushing, maybe, you know, 75, I don't know. That's one of the things we got to execute better. We got to get on our guys. We got to make blocks and create running lanes. We didn't do a very good job of that tonight, but we did a good job of protecting Jake when he was trying to throw the ball. So that was a positive, and we just got to build upon that, and we got to fix the mistakes in the run game.
In a game like this tonight against a very quality Auburn team, is this really hurt you guys down the road for some of those big games like Oklahoma, Baylor, you name it, down the road?
You know, I don't know, because our main focus is one game at a time, and so, you know, this game, the last two games, and all the games in between and playing those, you know, that's going to help prepare us too. So it's just one more stepping stone that we have to make.
Can you talk about your defense? They helped Auburn to the fewest amount of points they've had in a few years. What did you see from your defense?
I saw a defense that was relentless in playing. You know, we made a couple mistakes here and there, and Auburn capitalized off of them, but our defense played very, very well tonight, and maintaining that offense and keeping control of them, I think. But you know, just at the end of the day, they outscored us, so we gotta fix mistakes somewhere. We had mistakes on both sides of the ball.